Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Him Hunters. You are listening to this. This is Him Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow. We have actually not been on the air for like 2 weeks.
A hiatus. Right?
And in that time, I think a lot has happened, to say the least.
Yeah, Donald Trump is our president.
That's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of things.
Terrifying is a good first word to
terrifying
say.
Terrifying is one of those things.
What else is happening? It's raining.
It's raining.
And Lauren and I are like, our pants are soaked with rain.
Yep.
That's just a true fact.
Yeah. Our like high fashion doesn't do well in rain.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say that again. I wore my Rihanna sneakers.
You look great
thanks,
today.
Thanks, Lauren.
Fashion evolution. Fashion glow up.
Oh, okay. So our theme for today is, even though right now our voices aren't expressing it,
right,
Lauren and I, we're just in the mood for a mellow show.
Yes.
We've had weeks, plural.
Yeah.
Capital W weeks.
Yeah.
You know? And we just need an hour for us to sit, have some mellow, fun, mellow times.
Yeah, I think
mellow talk a little, listen to some good mellow music, just mellow out.
Maybe not, and I think we should be clear, like, this isn't a time for sadness.
No, it's not a sad mellow.
You know?
It's just like a respite.
Respite. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I actually have a song to start us off with.
Amazing, because I don't.
Great. This song is by Norah Jones, who is probably one of, like, kind of the epitome of mellow to me. She is an artist that I used to listen to a lot when I was little with my mom, and just someone who always sort of calms me down.
Nice.
Or just, like, lets me relax a little bit.
Good.
When I need it. So this is a song called One Flight Down, off of her older album, Come Away With Me, and it's a really nice song, so please enjoy.
Thank you.
okay. I really enjoy that song.
That was really peaceful.
Very peaceful.
I'm gonna actually, like, while we're talking, cue up a song. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's really raining.
It is raining.
It is coming down.
Yeah.
What'd you do today? How's your day?
So actually, well, my day's been not the greatest. I have to say. I mean, it's been, every day is better than the one before, which is good. In the past, like, week or so, I'd
say. That's good.
But at the same time, I just, you know, so, okay. Let me just like give you a little background. First of all, like, things have just been challenging, I think, on campus, just like being on the campus that we're at. It's been really hard this past week. But also, at the same time, I think there have been a lot of instances of community coming together that have been really important.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a lot more community at more than any other point than when I've been on campus.
That's good.
Which has been good. On a different note, last night I came home and I was like really hungry. It was like 8 o'clock and I was like, I just want a freaking hard boiled egg. And so I like,
that's what you wanted?
So I put 6 eggs in a pot.
6?
Because I was going to have some like leftovers. It was like, you know, I was like, I'm making a hard boiled egg. So I was like, I'm going to eat a hard boiled egg. So I put the eggs in the pot and let them boil, like did all that business. And then you have to drain the water out, obviously, because you boil them in water. And I went over to my sink and there was, someone had beans in a strainer in the sink. And I was like, didn't want to pour my egg water on the beans. So I was like trying to like avoid the beans as like much
as
possible. And so
I poured
the water out facing me like in the sink, but I poured too vigorously and the water like went over the edge of the sink and just went all down my front. And I have a giant blister on my stomach, Ben. I'll show you if you want, but it's like really, it's disgusting. It hurts so bad. It was awful. It just like, it's been burning. It's just not pleasant.
No.
So I've been like dealing with that. And so that's been my day so far. Well, that was last night, but
that's
like
terrible.
Yeah, it was not fun.
Yikes.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm trying to think if I had a good, any bad things happened to me.
Oh, it's like really red. Like
oh my God.
I know.
Did you go to health services?
Well, I went to health services, but I didn't have a lot of time. And I was like, can I just like get some bandages and some like Neosporin? And like, can you just give that to me? And then he was like, no, like, I can't just give you like stuff. Like, you need to have an appointment. You need to see a doctor, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I really don't want to do this. So I like, luckily I was able to like finagle some bandages out of her. And I have some like aloe I've been putting on it at home.
You should go to a doctor though.
It's painful.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to go into it. But the blister's been kind of doing things today during class. And I'm like trying to control it. And it's been hard.
So the thing is, this is a good transition. When I saw Lauren today, I had no idea. So she had the perfect illusion. And this is Perfect Illusion by Lady Gaga.
Too much. Okay, well, here we go.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Ox One.
I just accidentally removed the whole album from my library.
Ben.
That's okay. Okay, Ox One, ready?
Ready.
Too real to be wrong. keep it real cold, because it's a fired up world.
So, Ben, one might not describe those two songs as mellow necessarily. Want to tell us why you picked them?
I love Joanne. No, I think Regio Girls is
Regio, no, that's true.
I really thought Perfect Illusion was mellow because I was thinking of this like version of it that Lady Gaga sings on a Japanese talk show that I watch on YouTube, and that's a lot more mellow.
Yeah.
Because she like sings it live.
Yeah.
But, wow, sorry, I yawned. But yeah. Grisha Girls is kind of mellow.
I like that
Grisha Girls because like you're having a hard day. This is what you should do. Like grab a bottle of Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
Go with your girls and just hang out.
Yeah. Love it. I am here for that.
Yeah. What's a thing you like to do when you need like a mellow moment?
I really like, so I have a lot of, here at Tufts and also at home, I have a lot of colored lights in my room.
Nice.
And I really just like turning off like the bright overhead lights and just putting on some colored lights as like just like a way to like relax. And that always makes me feel like more mellow. Also like lighting a soy candle is another big one.
I was going to say that was mine.
I mean, yeah, I've been really into this pine candle I got, a pine soy candle. It's lovely. It smells like outside, and it's so nice. What about you, Ben?
I was going to say I like to, like, turn off my lights and then light candles and then just, like, lie in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm here for all of that. I have a song, another mellow song. I don't know if this is kind of getting into a sad song, though. That's a distinction between, like, sad and mellow?
Sometimes, like, sad is mellow, but I don't think mellow has to be sad.
I think that's so real. This song is it's called Landlocked Blues by Bright Eyes, and it's an older song as well, but it's also another one that I always go back to when I just like need a little bit of calm in my headspace.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm gonna play it.
And the moon's laying low in the sky, forcing everything metal to shine. And the sidewalk holds diamonds like a jewelry store case. They argue, walk this way, no, walk this way. And Laura's asleep in my bed. As I'm leaving, she wakes up and says, I dreamed you were carried away on the crest of a wave. Baby, don't go away, come here. And there's kids playing guns in the street, and one's pointing his tree branch at me. And so I put my hands up, I say enough is enough. If you walk away, I'll walk away. And he shot me dead. I found a liquid cure from my landlocked blues. It will pass away like a slow parade. It's leaving, but I don't know how soon. Think after 22 years I'd be used to the spin. And it only feels worse when I stay in one place. So I'm always pacing around or walking away. And I keep drinking the ink from my pen. And I'm balancing history books up on my head. But it all boils down to one quotable phrase. If you love something, give it away. A good woman pick you apart. A box full of suggestions for your possible heart. But you may be offended and you may be afraid. But don't walk away, don't walk away. We made love on the living room floor. With the noise in the background from a televised war. And in that deafening pleasure, I thought I heard someone say, if we walk away, they'll walk away. But greed is a bottomless pit. And our freedom's a joke, we're just taking a piss. And the whole world must watch the sad comic display. If you're still free, start running away. Cause we're coming for you. I feel more like a stranger each time I come home. So I'm making a deal with the devils of fate, saying let me walk away, please. You'll be free, child, once you have died. From the shackles of language and immeasurable time. And then we can trade places, play musical grace. Till then walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. So I'm up at dawn, putting on my shoes. I just wanna make a clean escape. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. I know I'm leaving, but I don't know.
So that was like half the song. It's like a 9 minute long song.
I think it's quite beautiful.
It's like, it's very calming, very beautiful. Also, I think I was saying Jonesy. It's Yonsi. I don't know what I was saying. I'm sorry if I have offended anyone with my terrible pronunciation, but that band is called Yonsi and Alex. And yeah, really lovely. Just lovely. That song's called Happiness. And then the first song we played was by Yonsi's band, Sigur Rós, and it was called Hima. So just two nice little tracks. Should we do recommended reads? Are you ready?
No. No.
Okay. We'll play a song and then we'll do recommended reads. Do you have a song, Ben?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. yes.
Should we play that Rye song that we played five times?
Can I play a sad Troye Sivan song?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. 100%. Yes.
Name a more predictable move.
That's amazing. Is this, what album is this off
this
of?
This is obviously from Blue Neighborhood.
Right, of course.
It's called Talk Me Down.
Love this song. Okay, ready? Also, the music video is something else.
Yeah, the Blue Neighborhood trilogy.
The trilogy.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I am tired of this place. I hope people change. I need time to replace what I gave away. And my hopes, they are high. I must keep them small. Though I try to resist, I still want it all. I see swimming pools and living rooms and airplanes. I see a little house on the hill and children's names. I see quiet nights part over ice and take gray. But everything is shattered, ringing, it's my mistake. Only fools fall for you.
Sorry, quick PSA. Ben played the wrong Troye Sivan song. So we're now going to play the right one. Nobody's, that was fools. Nobody's perfect. Sorry, I'm dragging him. Ben is doing the best that he can. And sometimes in the midst of all that's going on, you make a little mistake and we forgive him for that.
Thank you.
This is Talk Me Down.
I want to sleep next to you, but that's all I want to do right now. And I wanna come home to you, but home is just a room full of my safest sounds. 'Cause you know that I can't trust myself with my 3 a.m. shadow. I'd rather fuel a fantasy than deal with this alone. I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. So come over now and talk me down. I wanna hold hands with you, but that's all. Your hands and lips still know their way around. And I know I like to draw the line, it starts to get too real. But the less time that I spend with you, the less you'll need to heal. I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. So come over now and talk. So
sounds. So come over now and talk me down.
Okay, so at long last, that was Talk Me Down by Troye Sivan. We were going to do recommended reads. Ben and I are still trying to gather our sources together. In the meantime, we did have a request from an international listener.
Our international audience.
Because we're
Him Hunters International.
International. So this is from my friend who's in Spain right now, who's abroad. And she has requested a song called Oh by Coldplay. So, Monica, thank you for sending in your request. And thank you for listening to us faithfully every week. I miss you so much, and I hope you're doing well. Thank you, Monica, for the recommendation.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Really quickly, I'm going to do a PSA.
Nice.
thanks, Ben. Let's see. Oh, let's do this one. Next, you know, it has a lot of numbers in it. I try to avoid the ones with so many numbers because then they can sometimes be hard to, like, listen to. You know, it's easy to just kind of space out and not really, like, digest what's going on. Oh, I like this. This is the going outside one. No, I'm going to do a different one. Okay. This is the numbers to think about. We've read this one before, but it's always so relevant. Some numbers to think about. Poland. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending.
And now it's probably going to get even larger percentage.
Yeah, let's think about the impacts of, like...
Well, you know that, like... I don't know if this is still the case, but people were talking that Rudy Giuliani might be attorney general, and he, like, created broken window policing in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of... Also,
that's scary.
The cop or the deputy police officer from Arizona.
No, also, the Milwaukee sheriff.
Like, so many just, like...
Scary people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of scary people. I guess, like, you know, if you're feeling a little bummed about things that are happening right now, which is understandable. I think something that's been helping me a lot is just trying to think really locally in my own community and, like, think about what's happening in my own community and ways that I am implicated / ways that I can create safe spaces around me. And that's been really helpful.
Yeah, I think, like, a good recommended read isn't, like, one specific read, but rather, like reading up, like, something I'm trying to do is, like, read up on, like, how I can support people who need support right now and communities and organizations and, like, where my money and time and stuff like that can be, like, best placed.
Yes.
Because, like, I think right now there's, like, a lot of, like, really, like, important things we can be doing that we need to, like, read up on.
Definitely. One read that has helped me, if you are also a white woman, one read that I really enjoyed was a read on Slate called White Woman Sold Out the Sisterhood and the World by Voting for Trump. And if you were still somehow confused by the results of this election, this might
clear
some things up for you. It's a good one. And, you know, it talks about, like implicating yourself as a white woman and about, you know, a lot of the election, I think it was blamed on white men or white rural workers, but, like, white women are very much responsible for the outcome as well. And so that was an important read for me and helped me understand a lot of what was going on. And so that was good. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, I think Ben is so right. Like, just, you know, if you have the emotional capacity to, like, do some reading and figure out how you can help.
Especially your own community. It's like, hopefully Tufts will take some actions, like becoming a sanctuary campus and doing things to protect undocumented students and students whose identities have always been at risk but now feel, like, even more at risk.
Yeah, definitely.
Should we play a song?
Yeah.
That isn't by Troye Sivan?
What? Sorry, do those songs exist?
Oh, can I play a First Aid Kit song?
Yeah, that's
they're
a good
very mellow.
That, they're very,
I feel we've
very
played
mellow.
Them before, right?
I don't know if we have, actually.
I'm going to play...
Yeah, I'm here for this. Let's do it.
Emmy Lou?
Yeah.
Okay,
a classic
ready?
One. Yes, very ready.
Missing the summer.
I love that song. That is a good one.
I agree. It just... Let's play another song. It just, like, it's mellow. It makes me happy.
Mellow. It's a good one.
I listen to, like, Lions Roar a lot.
Which is the album, by the way.
Which is the album. Came out in 2012 a lot in high school. And I was, really emo about it.
Yeah. It makes you feel, like, a lot of things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of songs that I listened to in high school and also in middle school that really made me feel a lot of things then that are just, like, so embarrassing to me now. Yeah.
I don't even want to rehash what they were.
Yeah, we'll just let that one be. Wow, so the show's kind of almost over.
That went really fast.
It went fast, as it always does. Ben, going forward, what is something that you're going to do to create more calm spaces for yourself?
Abolish fraternities and sororities on Tufts campus.
Recommended read Ben's article in The Observer.
Oh, no. Don't.
Do you want to give us a little, like, recap of it?
Abolish Greek life. That's my recap.
That is the recap.
I think that would make campus a calmer and safer place for a lot of people.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Ben and I were
Go ahead. I was going to say, on a more serious note, I think I'm going to try to do more dinners with my friends.
That's nice. I did a, I had a Friendsgiving at my house a couple of nights ago, and it was really nice. That was a good moment of community, I think, for me.
Good.
Something I've been thinking about a lot is, like in our lives, we kind of go out and do so many things for other people, and, like, that can be really draining. And it's important to have communities that give things back to you. And so I've been thinking a lot about that, and, like, how do I create those spaces? How am I involved in those spaces?
Like Sunday, my friend, she had us all over to her house, and we just, like, cooked dinner and sat around and talked, and, like, we sat at her dining room table, and it was just, like, really nice and peaceful and, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's important to do.
Yeah. That's so nice. Do you have any recommended soy candle flavors?
Yes. I just spent way too much money on a soy candle. It's called, like, Shore and Sand, I think, is the Providence can. I'm trying to figure out what. Oh, it's called Shore Soap Company. And they have a warm sand candle.
Oh my gosh.
Lauren, it will mess you up.
That's ridiculous.
It smells like the beach. like I have no words for this goddamn I can say that. That's appropriate. I have no words for this candle. Like,
can you like describe it to us a little bit?
Okay. Imagine this.
Yeah.
You wake up at your beachside resort in your beachside room.
Yeah.
And you walk out and you step onto the sand, and it's warm but not too hot, so you're sweating. And you get a breath of the sand and the ocean from the wind. I don't know why I said breath. You get a whatever. That's the candle.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good, Lauren.
Wow.
It's been really getting me through.
That's nice. I think we're going to be having to wrap up the show pretty soon. I've got one more song to play, actually, if you don't mind. But you have been listening to Hymn Hunters International. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio.
We will not be able to have the show next week.
I won't be able to be here.
I won't be here. Ben won't be here. So this is going to be, again, we're going to have another week hiatus. I'm sorry for our dedicated listener out there. But then we'll be back the following week. And then we really only have, like, 2 weeks before reading week and finals and all that jazz. So that's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe that? This, like, semester's almost over, which is crazy. This is a song we actually have not played this artist on the show before. This is by Solange. And we actually missed... We had our hiatus was kind of when her album came out. We have not gotten to play any of her on the radio show yet. And I'm really sorry about that. And I know this is kind of late. Mm. And I don't know if you're tired of this already, but hopefully you're not. But this song is called Cranes in the Sky. And this is one of my faves off the album. It's so good. So please enjoy and have a mellow and restful week, y'all.
Yeah. Take care of yourselves.
Take care of yourselves.
one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair. I wear my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away, that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away, I sexed it away, I read it away. To run it away, thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states, thought moving around make me feel better.